everybody. Good morning and welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited about having you here. It's such a great feeling to be with you guys this time of the year, this time of the week, this time of the day. I'm just so excited to be here. This is the 4th of July week, you guys, so it's a lot going on and a lot to talk about. But we're going to have a fantastic show today. I'm not going to take a lot of your time because we got the songwriter, singer, legendary R&B, soulful, Eddie LaVert is going to be joining us today. Also, we have Matthew Seahorn, author and motivational speaker. He's going to be joining us. Also, we have Fitness 5 with Elizabeth Brooks. She's going to be joining us. And you know my girl, Gina G, comedian Gina G, is going to be joining us with the trending tea. And what she says, so it's going to be an amazing, amazing time. So I'm very excited about that, you guys. It's going to be good, 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 good. So let's start right off at the top with the weather. We have 85 degrees right now in D.C. It's going to be high 91 degrees, and we got showers coming. Actually, they're threatening showers all week for the rest of the week. So be on the lookout for that, especially tomorrow on the 4th of July. Detroit, you are 78 degrees, mostly cloudy. Right now, your high is going to be pretty warm, 83 degrees. London, you are 73 degrees, partly cloudy. And at your high, you're going to be waking up to 60 degrees. Let's see, Atlanta, Georgia, you're 84 degrees, and your high is going to be 91. Who we got now? Let's see. South Australia, you are 45 degrees right now. You're waking up to 40 degrees, and your high tomorrow is going to be sunny, 66. Hawaii, you are 53 degrees, and your high is going to be 65. You're waking up to 56. And you're going to have showers tomorrow. 69 is going to be your high. Puerto Rico, hey, you're 80 degrees right now. High 81. You're going to be waking up to 69 degrees, mostly cloudy tomorrow with some sunshine, 84 degrees. So Australia, you are 45 degrees right now, waking up to 42 degrees and partly cloudy. 58 tomorrow is going to be your high. So if I did not name your city, state, nation, or continent, know that God is in control no matter what you got going on. No matter what's happening, he has the final say. So that's all I got to say. And because he loves you, I love you too. All right. Well, listen, I just got a quick motivational minute. So we're going to take a break with our sponsor, and I'll be right back.
Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold.
All right. So this week, you guys, I'm telling you, so I don't know if everybody knows what's going on in our nation or if you've been listening to the news and everything. So the 4th of July this week is going to be mostly about our president. And a lot of people in the city have, in D.C. where I am, has, you know, complained about that and whatnot. And people feel like it's taken away from the tradition of family and being happy about being an American and just celebrating our nation and just all of that, what it stands for. And to some people, it has different meanings because people have made it into a family tradition and traditions and things like that. So, fireworks and food and all of that. So anyway, it's become very political at this point. And what I have to say about that is not too much, because listen, I see people the way they reveal themselves to me. So I don't really get too bent up out of shape about what people do. I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised. I'm not overwhelmed with emotion about any of it, because the thing about it is no one can move you out of your place unless you allow them to. your tradition can still go on. You can still have your barbecue ribs and your macaroni and cheese and greens. You can still do your fireworks and your and all of that in your own privacy or in your neighborhood or whatever. You can still like and still go on. I think the more attention we give to anything that is a distraction from our peace and joy, anything that wants to steal our peace and joy, is just a distraction. It is an irritant. So don't allow things around you to come in you. Does that make sense? Don't allow circumstances around you, people, places, or things to defy your very being in that moment. Stay in your now and don't allow anyone or anything that's going on to move you, unless it's something that's going to move you to make a difference. If there's an issue with what's happening now, we got to vote more. We have to do something. We have to speak up. We have to talk about it. But don't allow anyone to take you out of your space of peace and joy and your plans and your happy, okay? Be happy. It's the 4th of July. Be happy. That's what I say. And just ignore the foolery. You know, maybe this is a good time to fast from the news, you know? Maybe it's a good time to just, you know, fast the rest of the day so you can be emotionally and mentally stable for tomorrow, you know, because it's going to be televised. You know it's going to be on the television. You know the news reporters are going to be all around. You know you're going to hear about it. And so just allow yourself this time to kind of get yourself together, to not let it ruin your family time, your peace time, okay? May tomorrow be a joyful celebration for you. May it be full of peace and joy and happiness. Be with your family and friends or whatever it is that you're doing, and just fast from that today. And then I promise you the next day you'll be strong enough to take it in, because you know why? You didn't allow it to affect you. You didn't allow it to move in on your parade. Somebody else's parade don't have to be your parade. How about that? Okay. Well, anyway, this is Ministerial Moment. Happy 4th of July to you. And I'm just loving you, okay? All right, listen, we're just going to go right into it. I am so excited about my guest, Eddie LaVert. Oh, my God. Listen to this new song, you guys. It's so amazing.
Tell me, are you here alone?
Tell me.
All right. Well, now we have Eddie LaVert with us. You know him from the OJs, all of their hits. I can go on and on and on with everything that he's done. But I'm telling you, we are so glad to have him right now. And with Dr. Gina's radio chat, we are so excited. He's been with us once before, but he just keeps going and going and going and just creating and just bringing that energy. Welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat, Eddie LaVert. How are you?
How are you, Doc? I'm good. I guess you could call me the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah, that's what you are.
I just keep going and going.
And just still handsome as heck and just doing them numbers, those dance moves. I'm telling y'all, the last time I saw y'all in Augusta, Georgia, you guys rocked the house as always. It never ceases to amaze me. You guys just keep it. You guys do better than some of these youngins out here for real. I'm telling you, you give them a run for their money and they ain't got the soul y'all got. I know, but still, I just got to tell it like it is. But so glad. I'm serious.
I am dead serious. Doctor, you're gonna get me, you know, in a lot of trouble.
The
youngsters gonna come out and be doing all of their best moves, and then they're gonna expect me to come out there and do some of those moves, and I'm not gonna be able to pull it off. You know, I'm getting a little, you know, these knees can't take much more, Doc. You're going to have to give me braces.
Uh-oh, don't you go there now. You know I love me some Eddie now. Don't you do that. Okay. You know, whatever you need, okay? Don't you do that. I love it because everybody knows from the hits For the Love of Money, Love Train, Used to Be My Girl, Backstabbers. I love music. Everything that you guys have done, you're still creating music, still doing shows, and you're doing something July the 13th in Charleston. We're going to talk about that, but I got to let everybody know. First of all, I want to elaborate just a little bit on that. You are a legend. You have earned, you have birthed, well, you didn't birth them, but you contribute the seed to sons that are legends as well. I mean, you know, everybody knows
you could say I was a contributor.
You were a good contributor. You were, and you created some wonderful creations. And the thing is that you have left a legacy many times over, and so you have earned it. It doesn't shock me, surprise me in any bit that the young people, this generation, the music today are still pulling from what you've gotten because it's so deep. I mean, the waters truly run deep with your sound, with the music, with the lyrics. So how does that make you feel that even though you're saying they challenge you, that's only because they want to keep you, you know what I'm saying? They just want to just make it like they want to be a part of your world. But, and it's really flattering. But how do you feel about them coming to you the way they do?
Well, I think it's a blessing. It's a blessing because, you know, for the young kids to hear something in your music that they could use in a fashion and make it brand new for a new generation, I think that's quite an accomplishment. But what I really think, about it is that, you know, look, you have to do the schooling in order to be that creative. And then you have a few people who are that naturally that creative. Like, you know, then it comes like as easy as pie. Like, you know, you get your Biggies, your Tupacs, your Jay-Z's, and people as such who are able to bridge that gap without having that much knowledge as far as music is concerned, but just have a basic feeling that is really good and universal. And for them to, you know, to use my music as a gauge or something that can help them get to the next level, I think is a great thing.
It's amazing. But see, this is the thing. Everybody is reaching to what was good. And you guys are the best of the good. You know what I mean? So it seems like even with this generation now, they're reaching back. They want to hear it. They want to dance to it. They want it at their weddings. It's just the go-to. And it's just because there's I mean, it's just, you guys are just good. I'm going to just say it and be nice. The thing about it is that what I really love is that you guys, you have a, it's like a different way. It seems like, and maybe you can either teach this to our listeners and myself. What is the difference you think with where we are today with making music to where we were before making music? What is the difference? Because it's got to be a difference.
We had a discussion on this with the last time that we recorded, and we did this. We got a new album out called The Last Word, and supposedly to be our last album as the OJs. But The Last Word on there, we have some Bruno Mars, we have some Betty Wright, we have Sam Hollander on that album, and I mean the different producers, different writers, okay? And what me and Walt were discussing is that it's back in the day, it was about they went out to find people like the Temptations, people like Diana Ross, people like Michael Jackson and Jackson 5, Stevie Wonder. I can go on and name them. And you'll know that you know them by name also. They were going to pick talent who was bringing to the table their talent and their sound. Now it's the producer who's bringing the talent and the sound, because now he punches you in note for note or either line for line, and it comes out the way he wants it.
Wow.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So wow. There's no more individual artists. You know what I'm saying? The producer now is the artist.
Producer
now is the guy that's coloring the picture. That's why you have the Fat Joes and the DJ Khalif or whoever we're naming, because they're able to do it, because they're able to punch the button and make the music as they see it, the producer. And so now you don't get a variation in sound, because they're not going out searching for that next sound. They're searching for the person that they can now punch in line for line and keep reproducing whatever they're putting on the marketplace now.
Oh, my God. What a lesson to learn. So you guys that's out there wanting to create your own music, stay true to yourself. You heard it from the legend himself, Eddie LaVert. So, you know, stay true to yourself. Write what's in your heart. If you're a musician, get out there. Be heard. Let your sound be heard, because everybody's looking for something new and fresh. And, you know, this is just, I mean, the listeners and the creators, everybody's looking for something new and fresh.
What I can say to you, Doc, it's not a bad thing, because they've created mega stars here.
You're
looking at mega stars. You're looking at, you know, your Cardi B's, your Nicki Minaj. These are people who maybe might not have gotten through there without the producer being as talented and as gifted as he is.
Yeah,
you
that's true.
You understand what I'm saying?
Your
people like your J Lo's, like your people like what's her name, the dancer, Paula Abdul.
They
might not have gotten through there if it hadn't been for the producer. Now you
that's
have a
true.
Few to get through there on their talent, and it shows. Like your Whitney Houston's, like your Beyonce's, like those people like that that has the talent. And then you have the more talented people, like really very talented people, like Aledisi, who is a very talented young lady.
Yes, yes.
But can't get with the right producer.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't get with the right situation that puts her where she belongs.
You know
what I'm saying? It's hard for her. She has to get those entities together in order to get to the next level.
Wow. I mean, I'm sure there's so many people that can sit right at your feet and listen to everything as you just pour out into them and get them ready for this next level that they're going to. I'm telling you,
yeah.
So the last word is your album, the OJ's album. Which one is your favorite single on here?
I like to enjoy yourself. The one, okay. The Bruno Mars song. I like that. And then I like the throwback that we did from years ago. I'll be sweeter tomorrow. I really like that. But the album is a pretty good album. You know what? I'm saying that because it's still a producer's album.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all right. We're gonna play it on here on our show, and it's gonna be in and it's gonna be going through it's going to be going in rotation for a while. So, you know, I'm glad that you told me which one is your
great.
Favorite. So, yeah, it'll be in rotation
God.
For a while, and we're going to play it even, you know, around this interview time. So this is going to be good. I want everybody to hear it because I know that it's so good, and I know that everybody's going to enjoy you, your voice, and the rest of the OJs and all of that. You guys are going to be at the Performing Arts Center in Charleston, South Carolina, July the 13th. Listen, if
yes,
you guys are
yes.
around that
we're
area,
on our way now. We're on yes. our way. We're also gonna be down on the mall on the 4th of July for the
Ooh.
4th of July celebration in DC. So
are
that's,
you really?
That's gonna be in our process of getting down to. Well, you know, they want us to do Love Train, and of course,
oh,
you know,
wow,
I think
that's
it's
so
the proper.
Cool.
You know,
hopefully I can make it down there to see you if I can get through the crowd, because I know it's going to be jam-packed at the mall. I know that.
I think Love Train is the proper song that needs to be sung down there on this floor.
I do,
July.
Too. I think so. And stay hydrated. It's hot as heck. It's hot.
Yeah,
up
you
at
better
90,
believe
so
it.
I just want to tell you.
You better believe it.
Let me tell you, I'm going to tell the truth. It's hot. So you're going to be outside Love Training and make sure you're hydrated, okay?
I've done it before. I know about what you're talking about.
Tell somebody to keep you a nice, cool, wet towel just in case. Put it on your back, your neck,
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Wipe you down a little bit in between your steps.
Absolutely.
I want you safe out there
Absolutely.
In that heat. Okay, but listen, you guys are going to the mall on the 4th of July in D.C. where I am, and then you're going to Charleston, South Carolina at the Performing Arts Center July the 13th. If you are anywhere in these areas, you got to go check out A. LaVert, the OJs, and we just love you guys. I'm so glad that you was able to come on and hang out with me on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
It's been my pleasure, Doc. My pleasure.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to catch up soon. I hope I run into you. We got to take pictures and all that stuff. I want to ask you a favor. I missed it the last time, but I want to know if you would do a small radio drop for me. I just want to have it for Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Can you do that for me?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, well, hold on for Doug after we finish. We're going to close out. But I want to thank you again. And you guys got to go check out their new legend. Listen, you got to go and get this because they said this is it. Enjoy Yourself, the single you said with Bruno Mars on there.
Yeah, that's what he wrote it. He's not
okay,
on
Okay, well, he wrote
know,
it. Well, he wrote
you
it.
Know,
so
you know, he was too big for us to get him on our record.
Oh, Eddie, listen to you. Well, he wrote it, and this is called The Last Word. This is the album by the OJs. You got to go get it. Download it now. Where can they find it at?
They can go online, YouTube. They can go on Pandora, Spotify, all the social media outlets you can get it.
Fantastic. And they might want to follow you on social media. So where can they follow you? On Instagram?
They can follow me, Eddie W. LaVert Sr. @gmail.
All right. Go follow him. I love you, Eddie LaVert. I love you so much. I can't wait to see you soon. Listen, take care. Have a great time on this road and stay high. I mean that. Stay hydrated now. All right?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I learned my lesson from last year down in Atlanta. I got dehydrated and fell out on the stage. And they took me to a hospital, gave me fluids, and I was good the next night in Richmond, Virginia. But, you know, it scared the mess out of me down there in Atlanta. And it was hot.
I didn't even know anything about that. I had no idea about that.
Oh, yeah, it was hot. It was hot. It was a hot summer night, you know, and I think it was last July when that happened. And we were at Chastain Park, and I got dehydrated. And, I fell out after we were doing Living for the Weekend, moving around and jumping around. I couldn't believe I was about to pass out. I said, I feel faint. And I went down like a ton of bricks.
Okay. Well, listen, we learn our lesson. So, you know, that's God speaking to you to make sure you do the right thing this time. That's it. I don't want to hear no more about that. All right, Mr. Eddie LeVert, my favorite. Listen, glad again that you was able to join us. So we look forward to seeing you in Charleston July the 13th at the Performance Arts Center. Hold on for Doug. He's going to take your drop. And I appreciate you so much. Until next time, we love you here, okay?
Love you too, Doc. You take care.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
We're just going to say whatever you want. And now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hello, I'm Eddie LeVert. I'm with the OJs. And whenever I need some medical attention, whenever I need any kind of attention, whenever I need something for my ears, for my heart, for my soul, I tune in to Dr. Gina's Radio Show.
I love it.
I like that. Let's just keep it like that.
We're going to, but can you just say Dr. Gina's Radio Chat?
Radio Shack, right?
Yeah, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Chat, like chatting, like having a chat. We're talking chat, yeah.
All right, go for it.
I love it here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Yes.
Outstanding. I'm getting shivers.
Oh, my God. Hey, we got Gina G with us. What's going on, Gina G?
Well, what's going on, beautiful people? Hello.
Hey, girl. So, we just had A. LeVert on. You heard his drop, right?
I heard his drop. Yes, I did hear his drop.
Yeah.
I love him.
I told him the train, stay hydrated. While he's dancing the train, stay hydrated. Because he's out here in D.C. And, it's hot.
it is hot as well in Virginia. 90, I think it's 92 already.
Yes, yeah, very, very, very hot out here. Yep, a lot going on. So, yeah, the ministerial moment was about just not allowing the festivities to totally change everybody's regular do. Just do you and enjoy. You know, don't let, you know, that it's a political thing and all that stuff. So yeah, that was what we talked about today.
Oh,
but
are you talking about the 23 Democrats that's running for president?
No, I'm talking about that Trump is having a speech during the fireworks and that all of the supporters and stuff are coming here. So it's like a political thing.
Aha. Okay. Understood. Well,
so instead
I mean,
of just fireworks, he's bringing tanks and everything. So we got to get to bring us the trending tea. Trending tea with Gina T.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was dancing. If y'all don't know, I was getting my groove on. Well, thank you. Now, let everybody know what this Trending Tea is sponsored by, because I know I'm sponsored by somebody. Somebody loves the Trending Tea, so I know I'm sponsored by Performance. Can you give me get a rundown, please? Dr. G,
yes,
give me a rundown.
Performance Endurance Gear. You are sponsored by Performance Endurance Gear. If you want athletic wear, if you want yoga wear, cycling wear, all kind of fitness wear, you need to go on to Instagram Performance Endurance Gear to go and check out Performance Endurance Gear. And if you want to go and check out the website, it's www.performanceendurancegear.com for fitness apparel, cycling apparel, lifestyle apparel. You need to go on Performance Endurance Gear at gmail.com to contact them, but you can go on the www.performanceendurancegear.com and go on the Instagram Performance Endurance Gear for your outdoor wear and your sporting goods wear. That's where you need to go. PEG, baby. Performance Endurance Gear. All right.
Yes. Okay. Now that is out of the way. I know. I do. I cannot wait to grab some things. Now, I know that it's summertime, but I'm going to let you guys know right now, in Mexico City, it snowed, okay? They had a hailstorm that hit Mexico City this summer, and it is covered with ice. I'm telling y'all, we have to take care of this planet. We only get one, and I don't know, but if you ask me, if it's 92 today and it starts snowing tomorrow, I'm packing my bags up and I'm going to Mars. Because I ain't fooling with y'all no more down here on Earth. The first day of summer, it snowed in Denver, Colorado. And now this, okay? So, look, y'all be on the lookout and take your umbrellas, your snow coat, your shovel, and some flip-flops. Because it sounds like we don't know what the weather is going to be like here in this world anymore. You know, we had a lot going on. Excuse me, I'm sorry. New York City has officially started enforcing its styrofoam ban. So no more styrofoam in New York City, you guys. That is over with. It is killing the environment. It is taking over the world. And there's actually, it's really strange, you know, because there's really nowhere for us to put our trash. That's why a lot of times you'll see in certain places where they're burning the trash. So styrofoam has just taken over, and New York City bans it. So any restaurant, anyone selling it is going to, you know, hopefully, I don't know if they're going to get a ticket. I don't know what's going to happen, but it is a ban, okay? Other good news, 15-year-old Corey Gaff. I hope I'm saying her name right, y'all. Went to public school. Please forgive me. It's spelled G-A-U-F-F, okay? Whatever her last name is, Sister Girl beat Venus Williams in the first round at Wyndham. Can you imagine? I mean, I can't even imagine being a 15 years old and beating an idol of mine. I am so happy for this young lady right now. It's so much more in store for her. So I'm excited. You guys, be on the lookout for 15-year-old Corey, G-A-U-F-F, okay? If you want to pronounce it, go ahead. But she beat Venus Williams in the first round of Wyndham. Speaking of trash, environmentalists, Gina, they have collected over 40 tons of trash from the Pacific Ocean. Can you believe that? 40 tons of trash. People, I'm going to say it again. We got to take care of this planet. We only got one. I mean, and I'm telling you right now, if we can live on the moon, we ain't going first anyway. I'm letting you know right now, the richest of the rich is going to be on the moon before we ever get up there. So we need to take care of our planet, people. 40 tons of trash is just ridiculous. And we can all do our small part by, first of all, not littering. You know, people think that, you know, throwing their cigarette butts out the window is not that's littering. So today I want you guys to just go ahead and pick up your trash and throw it in the trash can, please. Oh, my God. Today marks 55 years since the U.S. finally outlawed segregation. You guys, we free. Well, kind of. We is as free as they gonna let us be, but it's been 55 years today that Dr. King and everybody was around when they signed the segregation. So it's a lot of news going on. There's a lot of trending in the music world with Chris Brown. If you don't know Chris Brown, I don't know where you've been. But Chris Brown is in a little trouble right now because of one of his song lyrics where he states that he wants a black woman with good hair. So everybody is all over Chris Brown for saying this. Now, being in an African-American, whatever you want to say, African-American black community, we all know that we are faced with, you know, the light skin, dark skin thing and, you know, all these type of things. So right now they're basically saying that Chris Brown is wrong for wanting a black woman with good hair. People, relax. Everyone has their preference. There's some men that don't like short hair. There's men that only like long hair. There's men that like, you know, white women, Spanish women, black women. Everybody is entitled to their preference. And in 2019, I'm just really concerned that how we would let something so small just get us upset as a people, as a woman. Let me tell you something. As fine as Chris Brown is, okay, he ain't checking for us. He liked the mixed girls, and that's his preference, and that is okay. I have my preference, and so does Dr. Gina. This is just the way of the world, people. Let that man live his life. You know what I mean? Because what he does in his life has absolutely nothing to do with you. So it's just strange, Gina, that people will take over the internet and will waste their time, their precious time, to go on and make a video about something that he has, that he's singing about. So people, and I'm going to just tie this on in. I'm going to just go on and reel it all in with what she said. Mind your business. What she said? Yeah, I said it. Mind your business. It ain't none of your business what that man like. It ain't none of your business what I like. And it ain't none of mine what you like. We got to mind our own business. If we took care of ourselves and our family and our community, we wouldn't even have time to be making no video about Chris Brown liking light-skinned girls with good hair. Okay?
I know. We got so many other things.
You ain't got time. That's right.
Well,
you're right,
Dr. Gina. Nobody's posting anything because Instagram and Facebook have crashed. They're not even up and running. I can't even post nothing. So ain't nobody able to post nothing. I can't hardly see videos or nothing on there. You know, they freeze up sometime. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
We rely on the internet too much.
Yeah, so much. Thank God BBS Radio is not on. Yes, we are on over 100 other streaming networks live. We don't have issues like that, so you got to stay connected to bbsradio.com. And if you need to stay on bbsradio.com to stay connected, download the app. You can go into your iTunes, your Apple Store, everywhere to download bbsradio.com app. Go ahead and get that right now. Oh, but you also know we got Alexa and we got Google, so what's up with that?
Come on now, you already know what you can do with Google and Alexa. Now, you can just be laying in the comfort of your own home in your bed, and even if you're at work, you got to whisper it. But I know when I'm at home, I hit it with the, hey, Alexa, Gina's radio chat, and boom, Dr. Gina's radio chat, come on. I can hear my beautiful sister and my lovely voice and Google Play as well. So make sure y'all get with it, honey, because BBS Radio, Dr. Gina's radio chat, we not playing with y'all the rest of 2019. We got 6 more months, people. Let's go. It's go
Let's
time.
Do it.
Don't you leave
all
this
you
year
gotta,
to talk about what you should have did.
Don't you do it. All and you can go on Google Play and say, BBS Radio, and they'll play BBS Radio station number 1, and that's what we're on. Yep. But anyway, thank you, listeners, for tuning in to us and having fun with us. I loved everything so far. We got so much show to go. I think we're getting ready to take a commercial break, and then we're going to have a fitness trainer. No, we're going to have author Matthew. No, we're not. Who are we going to have, Doug? Who's next? We got Elizabeth Brooks, fitness trainer. Personal fitness trainer Elizabeth Brooks is going to be joining us with Fitness 5. And we'll be right back after these messages.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Oh. Hey, this is Lenny Williams, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, Miss Elizabeth Brooks, what you got for us today? And welcome, girl. We miss you and love you every time.
Hey. How you guys doing? Listen, you know me. I have been, running around and working and training with people. And, you know, there's something that's going around. And so I want to just talk about it. And those are those fitness trackers. Now, you all know what I'm talking about. Those Apple Watches, those Fitbits, those, all those toys we use as accompaniments to our fitness program. And, you know, I want to throw a word in or two about fitness begins with correct thinking relating to all these fitness trackers. Now, first of all, you know, I'm not going to totally beat people up over these fitness trackers because they're super fun. There's a lot of things that you can do in terms of tracking your progress with the fitness trackers. Some of the ranging of the ranges of pricing can range from anywhere from $60 to $600 if you really get serious about it. But remember, a fitness tracker does not do the work for you. You're not going to all of a sudden be fit just because you're wearing a super expensive Apple Watch. So I just wanted to talk about some of the benefits of these six fitness trackers. First of all, they can track your steps. They can track your calories burned, how much distance you travel. There is a norm that is put out by the CDC now that every individual should move at least a minimum of 10,000 steps per day. That's the minimum, people. That is not the maximum. That's the minimum. And so those fitness trackers can be a really good tool to get you motivated to do that. You know, when you look down at the end of the day and you've only had 1,000 steps, you know, you can go out, take a really good walk, and make up some of those steps. It is designed to motivate you to move more. They help track your calorie intake. Some of them are sophisticated enough to track your heart rate and even your sleep. And so I want to say, first of all, you know, I love a fitness tracker. You know, I have one myself. I've had them, everything from the pedometers to, you know, the more sophisticated versions. Just remember, everybody, those fitness trackers do not do the workout for you. I also wanted to give you all a little bit of a heads up to remind you that some of these fitness trackers, in order for them to be as sophisticated as they are and as accurate as they are, they do have GPS tracking in them. So when you're wearing the watch, you are being, it is tracking your location.
Okay.
All right. So... You know, that may, you know, if that's an issue for you, maybe you want a more simplistic version of a pedometer that you just hook on you and it just tracks your steps and it's not really connected to anything else and you can reset it during the day. If that's not a problem for you, you can get a very, very sophisticated version of them. Remember, people, that your phones can also do this. You know, we spend a lot of money on these phones and then we buy all these additional supplements for our fitness program, but your simple phone can track your steps. It can tell you how many steps you've done per day, how many calories you've done, how many calories you burn. If they can track your individual workouts, and, you know, they have stopwatches on them. So some of these, you know, that personal accountability, I really do like that about the fitness trackers. Another thing that they do is you can hook up with your friends. So if you have kind of a, you know, a competitive flair on the inside of you, you need your, you know, you want a companion with your friends. It's so funny. This is a funny story that I have. And I have a woman who goes to church with me, and she, you know, she came up to me and she's like, I want to friend you, and I want us to be, you know, in competition with each other, for, you know, with our, for our steps. And I'm like, I don't know if you want to do that with me because you have a sedentary job and I'm on my feet all day.
It was so funny
because every single week when I saw her, she'd be like, I just can't catch up with your steps. Even when I go back out, that's because I'm on my feet all day, literally. I do not sit for work. So if you have a really active job, these things can be really fun for you. If you if you're very sedentary, they can be a real motivator for you to get up, get moving, and be conscious of how much sitting you do. Remember, research shows people who sit more during the day have higher incidence for heart disease, diabetes, and all these other illnesses that are early predictors for death. So, hey, you guys, you know, I'm going to put a word out there for Fitbit. I do like Fitbit, but I have seen the Apple Watches. I have clients with Apple Watches. It doesn't matter the brand that you use. You can even use your phone, whatever it is. If you like it and it's helping you to keep moving, it's awesome. Also, remember, you know, some of them will actually track your sleep. So, you know, all that exercise you're doing, if you're not getting a minimum of 7 hours a night, everybody, let me just put that out there again. You know, all that exercise you're doing is for naught. Your body recovers and heals while you're sleeping. Sleeping is not an optional activity.
Yeah.
Sleeping is not an optional activity.
Yeah, I hear it.
All right, so we need to get our sleep, everybody. You know, everybody's talking about, you know, they staying up late, and, you know, people getting up early, working all these late hours. People talking about, oh, I get 4 hours sleep, 5 hours sleep. That's not enough sleep, people. Your brain and your body need more time to recover and heal, and we need to give ourselves that time, you know, to heal. And the fitness trackers can really help you with that. They can tell you exactly how much sleep you're actually getting, and then help you, you know, get a good sense of, you know, what your average is for the week. And then, you know, try to really be much, much better, everybody, about your daily sleep time. So let's, you know, just a word out there for fitness trackers. And just to encourage you guys to keep it moving and find, you know, unique and fun ways to stay active with your exercise program during the summer.
Absolutely. Well, this was great. Well, thank you so much. I agree with everything. So exactly. Tell everybody. Will you have to ask for something, Gina G?
No, I did not. But you know what? I did just want to, people that are big, you know, some people's lifestyles are a little different than others. So about this whole sleep situation, if you kind of have like a little late night, or you work, you know, or you're a night owl and you try to wind down and you can't sleep, do you have any maybe ideas of something that maybe someone can do to get rest at night? Exercise,
that's a
stretch?
Great comment.
Or...
That's a great comment. Some people, if you actually have time during the day to take a little bit of a nap, that will help you catch up with some of those hours, people. If you can take a 20 to 30 minute nap during the day, some people have that time either before or right after their lunchtime. Those are good times to catch up with your sleep. But remember, I know we have these super busy active lifestyles, but remember, it affects your circadian rhythms, and it affects how many calories your body burns when you don't sleep enough. So, you know, the minimum number of hours that we should be getting in every single night is 6. That should be our minimum, absolute, drop-dead bottom goal. And if you're able to take a couple of naps, during the day sometimes, because I get up so early, I get up at 5 a.m., and sometimes my nights don't end till 9:30, 10 o'clock, I'm able to get in a little nap before I pick up my daughter from, from school and work and stuff like that. I take like 20 minutes, 30 minutes and I just close my eyes, and it really does make a big difference. But okay. I really, really, really try to get those 7 hours of sleep. You know, so let's just be mindful of that and how important it is to our overall health to get sleep. Our hearts and lungs need that time to recover and reboot. And that's when our bodies are regenerating cells. You know, you can't, there's nothing to substitute for that. You know, there's no pill you can take for that. That is just, God just wants us to go to sleep, people.
All right. Well, listen, tell everybody where they can follow you.
All right, everybody. Remember, fitness begins with correct thinking. And you can always find me at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com if you want to send me an email or a question. And you can go to my website, www.thinkingcorrectly.com. Think correctly, people. I love you guys.
Love you. Love you too, Elizabeth Brooks. All right, listen, now we, everybody, what we got? What's going on? What's happening? We got author, motivational speaker joining us right now. That was, you know, I love Elizabeth Brooks. I love that. I mean, she's always given us more, you know, than what we normally, you know, what we think about. And it's always good because, you know, people sell these things and products and stuff, and girl, you know, what to buy, what's working, what doesn't, what's a waste of money, what's a gimmick, what's not. So, she's always helpful. So glad to have her on. Listen, we're about to transition now because we have author, motivational speaker, Matthew C. Horn joining us right now. Thank you for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Matthew, how are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio. Yeah, this is comedian Gina G, and this is, introduce you guys. This is Matthew C. Horn. He's an author. Tell everybody about your book, Matthew.
Okay. Once again, my name is Matthew C. Horn. I'm an author and motivational speaker. My first book is The Universe is Inviting You In. It's a book about how to discover your purpose and how to never be afraid to live your dreams. And it shows what happens when you say yes to whatever you feel compelled to do with your life. Number two, we have All We Have Is Now, which is my second book. It talks about how to create new beginnings, how to never be afraid to create whatever you see within yourself, be it a dream, desire, anything that burns deeply within you, and it shows you how to do it right now. Number three, we have Choices, the Young Black Man's Guide to Successful Living. I give young black males a very clear picture of what's possible through the strategies that I introduced in my book. We talk about education, entrepreneurship, respecting yourself, and every instrumental strategy that is responsible for the young black man to be a productive and great member of society. That's what we address in the book, Choices, the Young Black Man's Guide to Successful Living. My latest book and my last book is How to Get Beautiful Women and Everything Else You Want from Life. It's a book that talks about male and female interaction dynamics. I give men strategies on what women respond to, and I show the man how to become a very high-value man in society so that women will be enthralled to have conversations with him and be in his presence. But it also shows how to master your life. It shows how to never settle for anything less than a match and how to understand yourself and value yourself enough to identify your match and never settle for a match in every facet of life. And that is how to get beautiful women and everything else you want from life.
Well, I met you at the Eastern Market, and you had a booth there with, it was my friend and myself, and we were there together and walking around and looking around, and you were there, and I love networking with authors, and so I had to have you come on the show. I thought you had a very unique look for an author. A lot of people don't expect authors to be in shape and fit and tall, and I mean, he looks like an athlete, lady. So you got to go on his Instagram at Matthew C. Horn. I don't know if he's married or not, but anyway, might want to be interested to go on and check you out and purchase your book. But
I love that. I love that.
I mean, we keep it all the way real and live. Yeah, we keep it real and live. So with talking to you and then, you know, we were talking about fitness and everything. And so we had discussed working out and some nutrition. I know Rod Stevens from Performance Endurance Gear was talking to you about nutrition and things like that. But I was really interested in
and your you being an author and motivational speaker. How long you been writing?
I got my first book contract at 22, and I just celebrated my 36th birthday on Sunday, so it's been 14 years.
36? Mm-hmm. He's so accomplished. Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's accomplished. 36, he young. He young.
Yeah. He got a lot more to do. That's all. He got a lot more
that's
to
right.
do. That's it. He got stuff to do. So tell everybody where they can follow you and, you know, if there's any events coming up that you're going to be doing that they would like to, you know, maybe come and see you at if they're in the area.
Okay. Everyone can follow me at the handle at Matthew C. Horn, MatthewCHorne. I'm at Matthew C. Horn all over social media. And my website is MatthewCHorn.com. And as far as where I'll be doing my appearances and interviews and speaking engagements, if you follow my social media, I have up-to-the-minute announcements of where I'm going to be next.
And, fantastic. As of right now,
yeah. So,
well, fantastic. I'm just writing sounds my next good.
Week. Yeah. Okay.
You writing your next what? Yeah, I'm sorry, Matthew.
Yeah, I'm actually writing my next two books right now. So I do an interview here, an interview there. But as far as relaunching myself, I'm going to take a couple of months before I start doing more engagement. So,
you know what? Sometimes you got to do that. My focus right now is on relationships. So, I mean, it's something how God would just shift your whole focus on something else and get you somewhere else. You know, and I say that because I've spent so many years in school and getting my degrees and getting my real estate license and writing, you know, publishing two books and the fitness DVD and the interviews and all that stuff. Everybody that follows me knows about it and stuff like that. But for those that don't know, you know, there's always a section for that stuff. And then there's a time where God will redirect you for something for expansion. So you can't stay in the same thing, you know.
Right.
It's not that it's in vain, but it's like it's a moment that he has to shift you so you can expand. And so for me right now, relationship was one of the things that was missing from me. So I'm very excited about this year and, you know, dating and things like that, you know, because I didn't, you know, when you start accomplishing stuff, you want people to celebrate with you. You want to, you know, your family around or a mate around, you know, you want that around. So I get exactly what you're saying. Some people, it might be an adjustment from work or it might be an adjustment to isolate, you know, not totally, but just like to get in a quiet place, spend more time to yourself. Some people, it might be that, you know, you were writing. Now he wants you to start studying, reading. It might be because you have to expand. There's different parts and entities of our life that we have to expand to be able to minister to other people, to help other people, to be able to relate to other people. And then we're in this bubble. We can't do that. We can't stay the same forever, people. So, yeah, Matthew, I agree. I understand that totally. Gina, yeah. We were just talking about that the last week, so you already know we on that.
Yeah, we sure are. We sure are.
That's great. So, can I tell everyone about my publishing company, or do I have time?
Yeah, go ahead.
Of course.
Okay, I also own a company called Lightning Fast Book Publishing. I take authors that have a concept or authors that have written a book, and I show them how to write their books. And then from there, we edit. When they're finished, we design the cover, do the interior, provide a website, global distribution, press releases, and we also put the authors on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. We build the complete platform for the authors and not just publish their books. And we do everything in 3 weeks. That's what my company is called, Lightning Fast Book Publishing. So anyone out there is interested in publishing a book, please, you know, go to my social media or go to my website and just message me and let's make it happen.
All right. Well, listen, you tell everybody where you are at Instagram, Matthew C. Horn, right? MatthewCHorne, right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. All right. Well, listen, it was a pleasure having you on, Matthew. Thank you so much. And I just hope that for more and more expansion for you. And God bless you. And thank you again, okay?
Okay. God bless you all as well.
All
thank
right.
you.
Okay.
All right. Listen, this has been an amazing show. We had Eddie LaVert. We had Elizabeth Brooks. We had Matthew C. Horn and my girl Gina G with the Trinity and what she's saying, so much more she brings. Just love you. Anyway, I know you got something going on. D.C., we only got a couple of minutes, but I want to say, D.C., you'll be here on the 27th, right, at the Bus Boys and
Coolers. I will.
Yeah. Okay, you staying with me, right?
I probably am.
Okay.
Probably so. Anyway. Yeah.
I mean, okay, well, you're welcome. Anyway, listen, this has been an amazing show. I mean, I don't know if you're going to drive right back. It's going to be late. But anyway, I don't know. You're more than welcome to stay. Anyway, I love this show. I love everybody that comes on the show. Thank you so much for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We are loving you. Thanks to all of our sponsors. We couldn't do it without you. Loving you. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.